I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Here's a conundrum for athletes, agents, and the teams they negotiate with. A young man who is paid millions to put his body at risk for the team spends his spare time putting his body at risk for his own amusement. Case in point, quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, who dodges blitzing linebackers for a living, does it well enough to have led the Pittsburgh Steelers to victory in the Super Bowl. And then, for fun, he rides his motorcycle, without a helmet, dodging motorists in the streets of Pittsburgh. The other day he collided with a Chrysler New Yorker. He's now out of surgery. He seems to have suffered mostly facial injuries and a mild concussion. No one knows what effect this will have on his playing career. Was he violating his contract? His agent, Lee Steinberg, says there was not a specific motorcycle clause in the language of his signing bonus. Bill Duffy is an agent. He's president of BDA Sports Management. He represents a lot of basketball players. Bill Duffy, don't professional sports contracts typically include clauses that prohibit dangerous activity?
Actually, they do, and it varies from sport to sport, and particularly since Jay Williams, who's one of our clients, had his incident 3 years ago, the NBA has introduced more rigid language to protect their aspect of the contract. So in the past, you heard about skydiving and just hazardous sports, but after Jay's motorcycle accident, there's stringent language in there preventing the players from riding motorcycles at all.
You have to remind us, Jay Williams was a very gifted young player for the Chicago Bulls. Many saw the future of the franchise in his hands, and he liked to ride motorcycles.
Yes, he did. He did it for sport, and regrettably, he had an accident. And in that case, there was language in the contract to protect the Bulls, and Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner, generously gave Jay $3 million as a settlement. He was owed $7 million on the contract, but we did reach a settlement.
As an agent, and in the sport where you represent professional athletes in basketball, increasingly the young men who are entering the professional ranks are younger than 22 or 21. They could be just out of high school. What do you tell them about activities that might get them injured in the off season?
Well, I think you tell them that they can't do everything that their friends like to do, and, it's that applies to many things. If they're in a car and somebody's drinking, they will be named in the car. Their friends will remain anonymous. So there's just a lot more at stake, and it's a huge transition in terms of responsibility and accountability, and it's quite daunting and overwhelming. But you just try to prepare them as much as you can about, the responsibility and the challenges that lie ahead, and sometimes they listen and sometimes they don't.
For basketball players, I would imagine one of the more dangerous things one could do is to go out to a concrete schoolyard and play basketball. All sorts of knee and leg injuries could stem.
Well, they have
that
in the NBA, what they call a love of the game clause in most contracts, which allows them to play basketball pretty much wherever they want, except in organized games. In organized games, it would be in conflict with the NBA as far as licensing, merchandising, and things of that nature.
What if a player, though, got injured by driving into the steel post that holds the backboard up in your basic playground?
Well, he would be protected if he has a love of the game clause.
A love of the game clause, it's called.
Yes.
But there's no love of motorcycle clause.
No, there isn't.
Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you. Enjoy the show.
That's Bill Duffy, who is president of BDA Sports Management, talking with us about sports contracts, athletes, and dangerous activities in the off-season.